just born in London, poor parents, father died when I was 16, always interested in religion. Instead of just following what everyone else was following, decided to get books on all different types of religions so I could choose which one I liked. These days we call that market research. So why not? So when I found a book on Buddhism, I thought that's the one I liked, and I took it obviously much further. I did very well and got to Cambridge University studying theoretical physics. So I would have bumped into Stephen Hawking for sure. I went to the same lecture as he did, but he was not famous at the time, not in a wheelchair. But that was my background. There's a very strong Buddhist club over in Cambridge. So that's where I learned my meditation, got very, very deep in meditation, and decided after finishing a relationship with my girlfriend, it was just a wonderful time in my life. I could come to Thailand to become a monk just for a short period of time. And I thought that's all I would do, just maybe a year or maybe 18 months, temporary ordination. But as soon as I became a monk, I realized immediately that's what I always wanted to do in life. And that was about 43 years ago now, so it's a long time. So since that time I've been trained in Thailand in the northeast with Ajahn Chah, a very famous teacher in Thailand, and 9 years ago went to Australia to start a monastery there, where I've been ever since. And do a lot of travelling around the world teaching, writing books. So some of my books have done very, very well in the world, so that I'm getting quite well known now. Okay, mindfulness is just a mental training. For example, if you are playing soccer or baseball, you still have to go to the gym to train the muscles in your body. And it's the same with any intellectual pursuit at school or university. You have to train the mind. One of the best ways of training the mind is with meditation, otherwise known as mindfulness. Because just going to school and just thinking that you can learn, and also that you can repeat that knowledge in assignments or in tests, that's missing an important point of just general basic mind training. Imagine if all you ever did was just go onto a field to play baseball. Then, without any training, no one would do that. So this is basic training for the mind, or the brain if you wish to call it that, learning just how to be really aware, silent, so you can pick up information. One of the reasons why people miss so much at school and in life, they're too busy talking to themselves, thinking in their head, never pausing, being silent, being aware enough to really listen and actually hear life teaching you. How many kids are great at school and when they go to the test, they fail the test because they don't know how to access all that learning which is in their brain. They're nervous, they're stressed, they're anxious. So it's not just learning academic skills, it's learning life skills at school. Learning just how to relax. Learning how to learn. Learning how to prepare yourself to perform at the highest level. And that's something which meditation or mindfulness has known for years, just how to prepare yourself. A little story, I'll probably tell this to the year 13s. I already mentioned that my subject matter in university was theoretical physics, quantum physics, astrophysics. That's a really tough subject. And believe it or not, that year, which was, I graduated in 1972 in Cambridge, that particular course of study, you passed or you failed just on one series of exams. Everything else you've done throughout the whole years counted for nothing. Just called final exams, pass or fail. And for that course, there was a 3-hour exam in the morning, starting on a Monday, hour for lunch, 3 hours in the afternoon. Same on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. 6 days in a row. That was high stress. But because I'd learnt mindfulness training before, I never had any lunch during the exams. Instead, I went back to my room, sat down, and encouraged a bit of mindfulness and rest my brain. First thing which happened when I closed my eyes was thinking about the morning exam. Did I do well? Did I answer the question correctly? Everybody knows the past cannot be changed. The paper's already in. Worrying about it doesn't help at all. But most people can't let the past go. So one of the things you do in mindfulness training is you learn how to let the past go. Because it was important, I needed to rest. And then the next thing I thought about was the afternoon exam. I started worrying about an examination which was coming in half an hour's time. But because I trained, because I trained, I could let it go. Which meant the part of the future disappeared. So much of mindfulness is learning how to be in this moment, right here, right now. Not wasting energy on the past and realizing now is the place your future is being made, right now. If you care about your future, be in the present, where the future is being made. Well, first of all, we do need to redefine what success is. When I was young, like many people even these days, we thought that you have to be successful to be happy. Do well at school, then you'll be happy. And then psychologists found out afterwards, people like Daniel Goleman, the emotional intelligence author, that no, that if you are happy, that leads to success. If you enjoy what you're doing, you're going to be successful at it. But even now, I challenge both of those ideas. Happiness is success. Wherever you are in life, whatever you're doing, if you're happy doing it, you are already successful. As I say to happy people, you've arrived, baby, you've arrived.